Corrupt politicians. Politics is a dirty game, no doubt about it, and it seems almost no country is free from corrupt politicians. Here's the Cool English Hall of Fame, a list of our favorite corrupt politicians.
George W. Bush. No list would be complete without this guy. He's so corrupt on every front, the mind simply boggles. First of all, he was never actually elected properly, so he's not a real president. But for some reason, the Americans accepted that, so he gained power and was able to do loads more. Enron, anyone? A huge energy company donated lots of money to Bush's election campaign and then collapsed spectacularly in 2002 with billions of dollars of debt and lots of people went to prison. Some conspiracy theorists will tell you Bush organized the attack on the Twin Towers in New York, but we have certain proof that he invented evidence to link Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden and to lie to the world that Saddam had WMD. How do we know this? Simple. Notes from a meeting at Downing Street in July 2002, written by the head of MI6, Sir Richard Dearlove, said, Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD. But the intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. Any more corruption in there? Loads. But that'll do for now.
Mohamed Suharto. President of Indonesia from 1967 to 1998, Suharto seems to be the world record holder for embezzlement. Nobody is quite sure how much money he stole, but estimates range from 15 to 35 billion. Imagine how much caviar you could buy with that. Well, he didn't buy caviar, he just put people in prison, put the money in Swiss bank accounts, and continued pretending to rule his country for 31 years.
Mobutu Sese Seko. Possibly Africa's worst dictator to date, not including Mugabe of Zimbabwe, who is still alive and still running his evil empire. Mobutu was president of Zaire from 1965 till 1997. Oh yes, that's a massive 32 years in power. That's longer than many kings reign for. While in office, Mobutu decided that what was Zaire's was also his, and made off with around $5 billion. He's a lightweight compared to Suharto, but then Zaire was never as wealthy as Indonesia in the first place.
Slobodan Milosevic. As well as causing Europe's most recent war, old Slobo also decided that for his dedication to his country, he should be rewarded handsomely, and siphoned off around $1 billion during his 11-year presidency. However, he chose to do all this in the relatively civilized environment of late 20th century Europe, where really we don't like this sort of behavior. As a result, he was caught, tried for war crimes, and died in 2006 after 5 years on trial.
Alberto Fujimori. Perhaps our favorite has got to be old Fujimori. A confused individual with an Hispanic first name, Alberto, and a Japanese surname, Fujimori. Old Alberto somehow managed to become president of Peru, one of the world's more attractive countries, unlike many other dictatorships, which are just basket cases. Alberto ran Peru from 1990 to 2000, during which time he managed to put together a retirement fund for himself of $600 million. So, compared to the other boys, he's a relative pauper. But still, it's enough to buy yourself an island, some planes, security, and a steady flow of women to keep you busy into your old age. That is, if you aren't arrested and tried for corruption, and given a 6-year prison sentence first. Bad luck, Alberto.